Hi, I'm Coach Danny. Welcome back, guys, to the Cross to the Goal series on the power of the Spirit. Let's go to the board now and review a little bit. The coach's board, remember we talked about that in the last show. One, the series, it's the power of the Spirit. Secondly, we're going to focus on the power of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Blessed Trinity, the Holy Spirit. Six episodes will be in this whole series. We've already covered the first episode, the Spirit of the Living God. He is alive in each of us. The second episode, which we'll cover this time, is the Spirit of Truth. And let's find out what Jesus says about the Spirit of Truth. Turn your Bibles to John 16, 13. And he says, when the Spirit of Truth comes, he will guide you in all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak and he will declare to you the things that are to come. That's what Jesus has to say. Now let's look at our team. First of all, you guys all know Peter Herbeck. Also, we have a special guest, Dr. Ralph Martin. Ralph is a teacher at the seminary in Sacred Heart Seminary in Detroit. Also, he's a writer. He's a founder and president of Renewal Ministries. I can go on and on, but you'll hear more about him as we go along with the show. After a break now, we're going to come back and Ralph and Peter are going to be in the game plan talking about the Spirit of Truth.
People are afraid to get down to the roots of their spiritual self-knowledge. And when everyone in your group is revealing their deepest connection to God, you become empowered to use words like salvation and Christ and transformation, transfiguration. So, small groups empower you to mobilize a Christian vocabulary.
Welcome back to Crossing the Goal. I'm Peter Herbeck, and I'm here in the game plan with my good friend and my boss and just companion in mission for so many years, Ralph Martin. Welcome, Ralph, to the game plan.
Thanks, Pete. Great to be here. Yeah, you know, I've been really excited to be on Crossing the Goal.
You're wearing a Crossing the Goal shirt, too.
I know. It's a first. I feel really good about it.
It's wonderful. Yeah. So our theme today is Spirit of Truth. You know, the Holy Spirit's referred to as the Spirit. Jesus refers to him as the Spirit of Truth. Why?
Well, we can't really know what the real deal is unless God helps us. And the way he helps us is sending us the Spirit who will reveal to us the most important truths that we need to know for our own happiness, our own salvation, our own future, our own present. The truths that we really need to know that will make our life a success.
The John chapter 16, verse 13 says, you know, Jesus said, when the Spirit of Truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. And he won't speak on his own account, but he'll speak what Jesus and the Father want him to say. And we're going to look at a couple passages today that really do break open what the Father and the Son really want us to know and that the Holy Spirit has brought to us. Ralph, you want to start with...
I was thinking, you know, half-hour program is pretty short. Yeah. What's the most important scripture passage that I could share in the short time we had? And so I picked out Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 10, because what's revealed here is some of the most important truths that we need to know. And remember, it's the Holy Spirit that inspires the scripture. It's the Holy Spirit that brought us these words. So here it is. You were dead in your transgressions and sins in which you once lived, following the spirit of the world, following the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the disobedience. All of us once lived among them in the desires of our flesh, following the wishes of the flesh and the impulses, and we were by nature children of wrath like the rest. Whoa!
Yeah.
Like our natural condition apart from the salvation of Christ is to be alienated from God, to be separated from God, to be at the mercy of our disordered passions, at the mercy of the propaganda and brainwashing that our culture is giving us. You know, what a sorry condition.
I mean, here's the collision, Ralph. You know, we're getting the truth of God's diagnosis of our actual condition as human beings. That's what's unfolding right here, you know, and what we're up against too. Not only the condition of our nature, but the enemies that we're standing against, the world, the flesh, that kind of thing, the devil.
Yeah, and what the Catholic Church teaches is that we can know some things just by reasoning about God, but because of all this disorder in our life, practically speaking, we really need God to reveal to us these most important things. So that's the bad news. You know, somebody once said, if you don't know what the bad news is, once you hear the good news, it seems like no news.
Yeah.
So it's important to look what the bad news is. But here's the good news. God is rich in mercy because of the great love he had for us. Even when we were dead in our sins, he brought us to life with Christ. By this grace you have been saved, raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavens in Christ Jesus. And he just goes on. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It's the gift of God. It's not from anything you've done, so no one may boast. So this is pretty radical, what's being revealed to us. The radical thing is that apart from Christ, we're lost. And the only way we can be saved from the darkness, from the disordered desires, from the wrath of God, is to accept by faith the salvation that's being offered to us. It's just a pure gift of God. We can't earn it. We don't deserve it. We don't have it coming to us. It's a gift that's being offered, but it's a gift that has to be received.
Yeah, and received. And how do people receive it, Ralph? Really take it in.
Yeah, they hear the truth, and something in them, the Holy Spirit working in them. The Holy Spirit's working in this word as we're speaking it here, but the Holy Spirit's also working in the minds and hearts of everybody who's listening to us and watching us right now. And when the Holy Spirit works in the heart of persons who's hearing the Word of God, there's something in them that says, you know what? That's true. I don't like it. It's challenging. Yeah. I don't completely understand it, but there's something there that's true. And so the Holy Spirit's giving a witness to the truth of what's being revealed. And so we have to say a yes. We have to say a yes to the light that we're receiving. We have to say a yes to the little inkling we're getting into that. There's something
a really surrender to follow that, yeah. to follow that, mm-hmm. because the Holy Spirit, the Lord, is shedding a light into our heart. We're beginning to see something, and our conscience is telling us, go there, you know, go there. But there's something fighting in us. And maybe you could say just a little bit, Ralph, about, you know, what Paul puts his finger on here, what we're up against, and that holds us back from saying yes to that light, world, flesh, devil. And what is this? And how do they work together to connive to keep us enslaved?
Yeah, well, Pete, you know, you're really putting your finger on something really important. We really need to realize that there's something in us that's disordered, that's inclined towards lust, that's inclined towards greed, that's inclined towards lying and cheating and stealing and betrayal and infidelity. It's called original sin and the effects of original sin. But there's also some other powerful forces at work on us now. We have a whole culture that's kind of built on lies, that's built on rebellion against God, that's built on wanting more, having more, being more, that's increasingly mocking God. And so we're living in a cultural environment where people are spending billions of dollars to get us to do things that will lead
to not pay attention to that prompting, that the very prompting you're talking about that's calling you to radical change. Yeah. And they're saying, don't, just keep going, keep the music playing, keep the lights on, don't worry about that, don't listen to all
that. We're living in a culture of distraction. It doesn't want us to be still and know God and hear his voice and let the Spirit of truth reveal things to us. And then finally, there really is a devil, and he's powerful. He's like the devil's like a roaring lion seeking to devour souls. And if we don't understand that we have these enemies, if we don't understand the means that God has given us to defeat them, if we don't understand the gift that's being offered us by a relationship with Jesus Christ and a surrender to him, we're going to be really messed up.
Yeah, and the Spirit is given to us to lead us to the revelation of this truth about the human condition and everything, but also to give us power to overcome these very things. You know, to the Spirit helps us to subdue the flesh in us that says, me first, I'm going to do my thing, and it helps us put that to death. Yeah. The Spirit also gives us power over the enemy, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. And just like you were saying before, Peter, once you get a glimpse that there's some truth here, you're faced with a big decision.
Yeah.
Am I going to bury that over because it's challenging me, because I'm afraid of it, because I don't know where it's going to lead, because I don't know if I can do this? We have a real decision to make, and all I can say is that people need to trust the Holy Spirit. Trust the light that they're being shown. Trust that God will help them to live this. Trust that God will help them to understand it. Trust that God will, if they take that first little step, will give them more light and more truth and help them to make the whole journey.
Yeah, and one of the things, Ralph, the world is doing is trying to inoculate people to the truth and the effect of the truth by saying, well, there is no truth. How could anybody claim truth? I mean, everybody has their own truth. Or if there is a God, you can only know a little bit about him, and everybody's got a view of God that's real and ought to be affirmed. And it's that relativism as regard, you know, truth is the being rightly related to reality, being right related to God, who is reality. Mm-hmm. But the world is telling us something totally different. It's having a huge impact on how people look at the world and look at God.
You know? Yeah, and that's one of the huge lies that the evil one has infiltrated into people's minds and hearts. Jesus says, Satan is the father of lies. And one of his big lies is, hey, there's no truth. You can't know the truth. Come on. You know, eat, drink, and be merry, because who knows? You know, this is true for you, that's true for so-and-so. Yeah. There's no truth. That's a big lie. And that's why the Word of God, when it comes to us, it penetrates through those lies, and we're faced with a choice. Are we going to say yes to the Spirit of truth, or are we going to go back into the darkness of the lies?
Yeah, amen. That's such good stuff, Ralph. Thanks so much.
Thanks so
much. Friends, you know, Jesus says in John chapter 8, he said, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness. Light and truth are words that are almost synonymous, aren't they, in the Bible? The truth is the light. It revealed, God is the light. He's revealing the truth about himself and about us. And Jesus is telling us he's the only way for every human being to find a way out of the darkness and to come into the light. It's so crucial to respond to that prompting of the Holy Spirit and say yes to Jesus and to come under his lordship and come into a new life in the Spirit that will lead us in that direction. We're going to turn to the red zone in just a minute. Friends, stay tuned and join us again.
Welcome back, guys, to the Red Zone. I'm here with Ralph and Peter, and welcome back, guys.
Well, good to be with you, Danny.
I think, Ralph, you had a pretty interesting invitation. You went to Rome here recently, and Pope Francis had invited you.
Yeah, well, it was actually an international meeting of the Catholic Charismatic Renewal that was being held in Olympic Stadium.
Wow.
And when the organizers told Pope Francis about it, he said, I'm coming. Yeah, he volunteered.
Wow, really?
he volunteered to come, you know, and you know, people would normally would come to St. Peter's Square, and he might say a few words, but he says, "I want to come. I want to participate." So
fantastic.
There were 52,000 people in the Olympic Stadium, 55 different countries, and then Sunday evening, the Pope arrives in his Ford Focus.
Which hey, I drive a Focus, Rob.
I know,
right,
Pete.
Yeah.
I mean, you're really right in tune with the Pope, Peter. Really. I had heard he drove a Ford Focus, but I was really excited to actually see it with my own eyes. You know, he wanted to walk into the stadium, so he got out of the car, you know, in the tunnel, you know, where the team's coming, and just walked through the stadium. Comes up to the stage, and he had asked them to sing his favorite song from when he used to meet with the Catholic Charismatic Renewal in Argentina, which is in Spanish, and it's Jesus is alive, Jesus is alive. So he's there with his hands up like this, singing with his whole heart. I mean, like he was really like participating. He wasn't there kind of like presiding. He was there praying and worshiping and singing. And so it was just tremendously inspiring. And then at a certain point, well, I got to tell you one other thing. Young people met him and priests met him. And, you know, they each said a couple of words.
Right.
Then the Pope interrupted him and he said, you're forgetting one of the most important groups of people, grandparents.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, he did.
Hey,
I know.
All of us are grandparents.
Yeah, we're all grandparents. Yeah, yeah. You know? So he said, you're forgetting grandparents. And he talked about Anna and Simeon in Luke chapter 1.
Yes, yeah.
How Mary and Joseph were there fulfilling the law, but Anna and Simeon were led by the Holy Spirit and prophesied over the baby Jesus, and how grandparents are free in the Holy Spirit and they need to follow the Holy Spirit and they have an important role to play.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know, it was fabulous. It was really good. And then he asked everybody to pray for him. And what he did, he didn't just sit there in his chair. He didn't just stand there. He knelt down. And for maybe 5 or 6 minutes, he just stayed kneeling, and 52,000 people raised their hands and prayed over him. One of my daughters, who lives in New York City, who's kind of like, whatever, she sent me an email. She was live streaming it, and she said, I was with a Jewish friend when I was watching this, and he asked me, why are people raising their hands towards the Pope? And I told him it was because they're praying for the power of Jesus to come into them. Is that right, Dad?
Yeah.
Really?
I said, yeah. And I was, and then we did have a chance to meet him afterwards. He came down from the stage. I was able to, you know, shake hands, nothing, no significant conversation or something. And then he walked through the stadium again, and all these little kids are running up to him, and the security's letting them through, so he's kissing babies and hugging little kids, and gets back into his Ford Focus and drives off. You know, it was cool.
You know what's amazing, though, Ralph? You know, we all fall in this trap, I think, sometimes, is telling people what to do and teaching them that way instead of showing sometimes. Yeah. I think he's out here showing us, hey, it's all right to talk a good game, but let's show it. And he also said something about everyone should be baptized in the Holy Spirit.
He said, I want you to spread the grace of being baptized in the Holy Spirit to the whole church. So what a commission from the Pope. What he's basically saying is that what people are experiencing in the Catholic Charismatic Renewal isn't just for them. They're rediscovering how much the Holy Spirit wants to do for every single Catholic. And it's really important that every single Catholic open up to the power of the Holy Spirit. Doesn't mean they have to join a movement, but wherever they are, whatever movement they're in, whatever parish they're in, whatever family they're in, the Holy Spirit's there ready to awaken them and set them on fire with love for Jesus Christ.
In fact, we're going to do a little bit of that in our last episode here.
That's going to be great. What an important program coming
up. Yeah, I think you have something.
Yeah, I wanted to just mention before, you know, the themes we talked about today, the spirit of truth. Ralph has done a great job putting together, kind of filling that out. We just touched on it today in this great book, The Urgency of the New Evangelization, Answering the Call, that you can get at renewalministries.net. You can get on Amazon and other places,
too. You
can
get an EW10 religious catalog.
Oh, yeah, too. EW10 religious catalog. Yeah. There we go. So it's taking what we talked about in the game plan and just opening it all up. And it's very helpful stuff. So, but I was also thinking just about the Pope's, the time with the Holy Father. I mean, I thought it was radical, in a good sense radical. Yeah. And he dialed into saying, look, what Jesus said, he didn't use these terms, but he's referring to it in Acts chapter 1. John came to baptize you with water. I came to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. I mean, it goes back to 2009 when Pope Benedict said on Pentecost, he said, I pray that everybody could experience the beauty of being baptized in the Holy Spirit. It's not just a feeling, it's not just an emotion, it's a fuller awakening of the graces of our baptism and the presence and power of the Holy Spirit animating us. And what are the three of us doing here on this show? It really goes back to each of us had that kind of experience and encounter.
Absolutely.
You know, it doesn't define you being a Catholic or not, but it's a fuller awakening of what's there to engage us in the life and mission of Jesus.
Yeah, well, Thomas Aquinas says that you can have a valid sacrament happen to you, but the graces be blocked until you personally hunger for it and desire it and understand what's there and want it to happen for you.
You know, what's amazing too to me is Pope Francis is telling the truth out here through the Spirit to what he's doing. And people are like, what's he mean? You know, he's just saying what Jesus Christ said. He's just saying what he's sent the apostles out to do. That's what his job is to do. And he's telling us this is for all of us out here to experience the Spirit. It was interesting. Let's get into some of this. Let's start with Scripture, 1 John 5 and 6. It says, God is the light, because you spoke about light and the Spirit is the same. And in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him, we walk in darkness. We lie and do not live according to the truth. I think I look back at my life, guys. I mean, I was really in darkness, Ralph. I mean, it was scary. And finally, you know what I did? I was so miserable, so sick and tired of being sick and tired. I begged the Holy Spirit to please come into my life, and he did. Now, there was no burning bush experience in my life, but there was a path began by me just turning my life over. I think in your life, I think you experienced a time
that you were sort of in darkness or looking for the truth.
I did. You know, we just had a weekend, and they did a little video, and they showed my ID card from Notre Dame when I was a senior at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
It was scary. I mean, you can almost see the darkness in me, really.
It looked like a poster that should be at the post office, Ralph, you know.
Yeah, it was kind of dark and moody and all that kind of stuff. And I was searching for the truth, but I was getting more and more confused. I became a philosophy major. I grew up in a good Catholic family, but when I got to Notre Dame, I got caught up in the confusion of the 60s. And I was getting more and more open to darkness. And then a friend invited me to make a retreat weekend called the Curcio. And this was like a couple of months before it happened, so I just, oh, sure, you know. And then a couple of days before, he says, Ralph, you're going, right?
I said, oh, oh wow.
Oh, I don't want to go, you know, that type of thing. I said, you know, I know what's going to happen. It's going to be group dynamics, and people are going to have a warm feeling, and they're going to call it God.
People are going to touch me, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, lovey-dovey, all that kind of stuff. You know, I'm not going to fall for it. Well, I went on the Curcio, and I really heard a tremendous presentation of who Christ is and what the Catholic faith is, and I really felt like I was hearing truth. But then I also felt like the person of Christ was somehow there, like Jesus was somehow present. Like we made a little visit to the Blessed Sacrament, but even more than that, I just felt like he was there, like knocking on the door of my heart.
Yes.
And I really had to make a decision. And to tell you the truth, Danny, I wasn't planning that my searching for the truth would come to such a quick end.
Yes.
You know, I think I had loved the search more than the finding. And so I really kind of said, you know, if Jesus really is who he says he is, I've just discovered the pearl of great price, and I've got to sell everything and sell out for Jesus.
Wow.
And I'm so grateful to God that he gave me the grace to repent. I'm so grateful to God that he gave me the grace to believe. I'm so grateful to God that he gave me the grace to say yes to the truth that I was being shown, which I think literally saved my life. I don't know if I'd still be here today say yes to Jesus.
I think one of the things that was present in all three of our lives is you were searching, even though in some ways you didn't want to find it to the point where you had to make a decision
to change
your life, you know, that kind of a thing. But you were actually searching.
I was.
That's partly what got you to be a philosophy major. You're trying to ask what are the big how do you answer the big questions of life?
Yeah.
So there was something in you that was genuinely searching. You got to the point in your life where you looked in the mirror and said, I don't like who I see right now.
Right.
And something's got to change in my life. And you began to search. You opened the door a little bit, and the Lord, and the same thing was happening in my life as a young guy, as a 20-year-old. I wanted to know. I was opening my heart more. And that's the key, is to open our hearts and hunger for God. And when the word comes, receive it. And that's what's changed our lives, really, radically. It's the most important thing that's happened to us, really.
Yeah, I say, guys that,
apart
are
from baptism.
Yeah, guys that are listening to us right now, don't be afraid to admit that you don't have all the answers. Don't be afraid to admit that you're not fully satisfied with your life. Don't be afraid to admit that there's things in your life that aren't right. Have the courage to say yes to the light that God is giving right now through this program.
And you know, you said something about a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. The Spirit will guide us here. Pope Francis made an interesting comment. He says, I invite all Christians everywhere at this very moment to a renewed personal encounter with Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. We have to encounter Jesus Christ through the Spirit will lead us to that. Because I knew who he was, and you knew philosophically and all that stuff that you went through. But we didn't know. I know I didn't know him personally in my life.
Right, right. Well, you know, right now, people don't have to go on a retreat.
Right now,
as they're listening to these words, you know, it says faith comes through hearing. Right now, the Holy Spirit is giving faith to those who are listening to us.
Right.
And all I would just say is encourage people to open their hearts to the truth that they're hearing. Right now, say yes, and things will begin. A new journey will begin.
A lot of people are fearful, aren't they, Ralph? How can we break down that barrier of fear?
People
out here
sometimes are afraid that if they say yes to Jesus, if they say yes to the truth, that they won't have any fun anymore. Like, can I still play golf? Can I still drink beer?
Right.
And almost certainly you can still play golf and still drink beer.
Yes.
Those are secondary issues.
Right.
But there's going to be change in your life, but the change in your life is not going to be to make you miserable, it's to make you happy.
Right.
The things we give up.
True happiness.
The things that we might have to give up are things that are blocking the freedom and the joy and the love that we most deeply desire in our life. So I would say, don't be afraid. It's because of love that the Holy Spirit is showing you this. Is because God loves us that he's revealing these things to us. He's not revealing these things to us to make us miserable, to take away our joy. He's trying to give us a greater joy and a greater love and a greater freedom. So don't be afraid.
Right.
And it's part of, we don't really know who we are until the Lord kind of opens, gives that light to us. We begin to see, and we can trust Him, and trust that He's going to lead us into the destiny we're made for. Mm-hmm. We're all searching for stuff. Yeah. And that destiny is in the hands of the Lord. We have to trust it.
So we just have a short time, but Ralph, what I'd like you to do is, for the people out here listening and watching, what's one action item you can recommend to them for this week?
Kneel down right now. Literally, get out of the chair, get out of the couch, you know, kneel down right now and say, Jesus, I want to know you more. Jesus, I want to love you more. Jesus, help me to begin a new phase of my life and my journey, which has you at the center. I'd say, like, do it right now. Don't wait for later in the week.
You heard Ralph, guys. You kneel down right now. Well, we're going to end this segment of Crossing the Goal, but join us next week when we'll be talking about the salvation through the Holy Spirit. Join us then.